From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, and here's the Q News contribution from the Darling Downs Radio Club for Sunday the 26th of January. I'm John, VK4JPM, Secretary of the Club. Coming up, the next club meeting is on the evening of Monday the 10th of February in the Toowoomba Library at 1900. This month's topic is fox hunting, and Bruce VK4MQ is going to do his darndest to show you the two most important outcomes that you can get from our hobby, how to have a really good time, and how to develop great technical and life skills. Fox hunting isn't complex. Someone takes a small transmitter, which could typically be on 80 metres or 2 metres, and puts it where it can be found. Then people, the hunters working individually or in teams, try to find the fox using whatever techniques work for them. That could be a simple antenna and a Chinese handheld, or it could be a very sophisticated rig. So part of the fun is in the chasing and finding, and part of the fun is in developing better tools and techniques. For instance, here's something you might not have thought about. The same techniques used in ham fox hunts can be, and are, used to track and find livestock, or to rescue humans who've triggered an emergency beacon. This could be a truly life-changing or life-saving meeting for you to attend. We're planning a club fox hunt event in late March or April, and Bruce will show you how to be prepared for not much money and only a small amount of effort. So, the date again for the meeting, Monday the 10th of February at 1900 in the Toowoomba Library. If you're coming to the meeting and you've been busy constructing over the holidays, why not bring a bit of show and tell? That could be fun. Do you have to be a member of the club to attend our meetings? Absolutely not. Anyone can come and everyone is welcome. Meetings are what we do to spread information about our hobby, get people together and have a better time because, well, that's what a club is about. While we're on the calendar, anyone is welcome to join us at our next informal lunch. We do these on the second Saturday of every even month, so the next lunch is on the 8th of February. All the details are on our website at www.ddrci.org.au, and you get to meet some of the gang in a convivial atmosphere. That's PR talk for have an enjoyable lunch with a friendly group. I'll update you next week on some of our future plans. The John Moyle Field Day is coming up in March. I've mentioned a scheduled fox hunt, and there will likely be a group of us heading to Dayton Hamvention in the US in May. If you missed any of the info in this bulletin, it's on the website. Or if you have questions about anything at all, like who can I ask about why my radio doesn't work? Well, drop us a line. secretary@ddrci.org.au will get our attention and someone will get back to you pretty quickly. 73s from John, VK4JPM, for the Darling Downs Radio Club.
From VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. In the Burdekin, Charters Towers, Townsville and Hinchinbrook regions, it can be heard on the VK4RAT Townsville VHF repeater 146.7 MHz, immediately following the 9 AM transmission of the WIA National News every Sunday morning. On behalf of the Townsville Amateur Radio Club retransmit team, I'm Gavin, VK4ZZ.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP. And I've been thinking. As I sat down at the keyboard to prepare this talk, the thrumming of the ceiling fan outpaced the chirrups of the cicadas serenading the night. It seems that large parts of the Sunshine State have largely dispelled the rain clouds for a little while and replaced the wet and humid weather with a heat wave with equally high levels of humidity. It's hardly the type of weather that encourages one to sit behind a microphone or keyboard and commune with the world. It's time for the younger students to enjoy the last days of the school holidays while staying as cool as conditions allow. We more senior folk are advised to stay cool and drink plenty of fluids to overcome the heat stresses. I spoke last week of the Jamboree, which was held in Maryborough, and one of the things I didn't mention was the state of the camping area, when sudden heavy rains caused localised flooding at the showgrounds. The images that appeared on television showed the scouts valiantly defending their sleeping area with shovels and what materials they could use, to divert the several centimetres of water. It was a classic case of being caught unawares, but being prepared to do what was necessary in the circumstances. For all that disruption, it seems that the situation was accepted, and the good memories of time spent around the Fraser Coast were carried home, in spite of the deluge. I caught a YouTube video last week from a space scientist and amateur operator, Dr. Tamitha Scove, and from the observation she has recorded, it appears that we have reached the first stages of the decline in Solar Cycle 25. This is a good time to put our operating skills to work and catch the excitement of HF, whilst the benefits of the cycle remain. I can recall the rapidity of some previous cycles as exotic skip was soaked into the so-called normal conditions that prevail between the 11-year peaks. Part of the joy of amateur radio is pitting one's skills against the prevailing conditions on the bands. Some of the best fun is had when signals come from around the globe and we can work those stations without internet or satellite assistance. That's not to say that these methods are any less valid or enjoyable, but a barefoot DX contact on the bands is always a reason to smile with satisfaction. For our clubs, I trust you have resumed activities refreshed by the holiday break, and members have returned full of enthusiasm and inspiration for the remainder of the year ahead. I'm looking forward to sharing with you in 2025 and hope to hear your stories on the news. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.